Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi and welcome to this Thursday podcast. If you've just found us, then welcome to Adept English. We provide you with English speaking lessons to help you become fluent in spoken English. This is the type of learning which enables you to have a conversation. If you want to fully understand our method of teaching, the way of learning which will bring you to fluency most quickly, then go to our website at adeptenglish.com and sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. This will give you really important information and tips and advice on how to speed up your understanding and speaking in English. So what shall we talk about today? Our English speaking lessons involve you doing lots of listening to spoken English, and we also try to keep you up to date with new vocabulary. So I'm going to introduce you to a word today that is fairly new to the English language. Or rather, it's an old word, but with a new meaning. Merriam-Webster is one of the publishers which produces English dictionaries, and they introduced this word or word usage into their dictionary only in February 2017. So our English-speaking lessons are bang up to date. So this word or word usage is the verb to ghost. The word ghost, usually a noun, G-H-O-S-T, in the traditional meaning, refers to when people see an image or appearance of someone who is believed to be dead. So ghosts may be something which is part of your culture, or they may not be. But in the UK, ghosts are definitely part of our culture. I said previously, a ghost refers to the image or vision or appearance of someone who is believed to be dead. I said apparently, because of course there are people who believe that ghosts exist, even though they haven't seen them. There are people who insist they have seen ghosts, but there are a lot of people who say, nah, it's rubbish, ghosts don't exist. Really interestingly though, there are people who don't believe in ghosts, but who say that they have seen them. I know two people personally who've had this experience. And they say, I know it doesn't make sense, but that's my experience. For myself, I've never seen a ghost. I think I would like to, but I think I would be terrified at the same time. I watch a programme on UK TV, which I love, as do my daughters, called Most Haunted. And it's a reality TV programme where a team of people with cameras and microphones spend the night in an old building where there are meant to be ghosts. If people are interested, I'll do a whole podcast on this programme. I love it so much. But I would say, I don't know whether ghosts are real or not. So what's the new usage of this word? What shall we cover in our English speaking lessons? Well, it's become a verb in the last few years, the verb to ghost, and you can ghost someone. What does it mean? Well, it refers to something which happens when people date. You go on a date with a person, you meet them, maybe you have a coffee, a few drinks, or a restaurant meal. They seem nice. You meet with them a couple of times, but then suddenly they disappear. Or rather, they presumably don't disappear. They're still present in their own lives. But ghosting, or to ghost someone, means to disappear from contact. The person stops contacting you. They don't answer your messages or your calls. Maybe they block your number. I had a really interesting discussion recently with some colleagues, other psychotherapists like me, and we have all noticed that this idea, this phenomenon of ghosting someone when you want to end a relationship with them, well, it's become more common. One of my colleagues is a man, and he was explaining why he thinks that men, in particular, sometimes do this. I think women ghost people too, but maybe not so often. If you're interested, maybe I'll do a podcast about why do people ghost when they date? What's going on? I think that at best, it's bad manners. It's not polite. And if you want to end a relationship, just tell the person. But obviously, it's much worse if the person concerned has been in a relationship for a long time and then they just completely disappear and the other person doesn't know what's happened to them. But I think that's much more rare. Ghosting tends to be something which happens early on in a relationship. So there you are, a new verb, to ghost or to ghost someone. As ever, let me give you some example sentences, good to practice in your English speaking lessons. Try saying these sentences after me. My friend was ghosted by a man whom she dated 12 times. My friend was ghosted by a man whom she dated 12 times. My friend was ghosted by a man whom she dated 12 times. I ghosted him because I thought he would get angry if I tried to end the relationship. I ghosted him because I thought that he would get angry if I tried to end the relationship. I ghosted him because I thought that he would get angry if I tried to end the relationship. Ghosting has grown more common with online dating. Ghosting has grown more common with online dating. Ghosting has grown more common with online dating. Being ghosted really upsets people. Being ghosted really upsets people. Being ghosted really upsets people. Anyway, as ever, let me know your thoughts. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.